I'm not mad. Anyway, thank you, Jess.
No, I'm not. I'm not thanking you.
You're not thanking me?
Thanks, Scott and Aaron. Morgan, you're welcome, Jeremy.
Whoa. Just get blanked.
Thanks,
thank you,
Scott.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, everybody.
You don't get any bags of Jez cocaine.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Fell Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series. This is the podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what happened and why it was made. Joining me to do this is my good friend Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah? Feeling all right?
I mean, I don't want to start with a question, but something's been bugging me since the last episode.
Tell me more.
I just... can't
speak to me, you know.
Work out.
I'm your friend.
Who Hemingway is?
Who is Hemingway?
Well, maybe. I mean, we couldn't quite find the answer in Fantasy Island, but we might be able to find it in Gilligan's Island.
I think I saw a glimpse of him.
It's got to be on one of the islands.
It was like
one of the found.
Checked Australia.
The Bigfoot footage. The Bigfoot sightings. You see him sort of lumbering in the back of one of the shots Hemingway. In Gilligan's Island. if you freeze it at the seventh minute of the first episode,
you see Hemingway?
Yeah, in the background.
Well, joining us on this Hemingway hunt is Aaron Bowden. Aaron, how are you?
I am excellent. Thank you, Morgan.
Got your Hemingway boots on?
Hemingway stomping boots.
That's what I like to find him. And lastly, Scott. Scott, how are you?
I'm well.
Are you trying to kill him?
I like the idea of hunting Hemingway.
Hunting Hemingway?
Because he was a big hunter. I mean, that's
hunting Hemingway.
Came from the first place. But
wait.
Hemingway's a hunter.
You know this? You've kept this from us until now?
I know who Hemingway is.
Are you Hemingway?
Yeah.
Oh, we got him.
Once upon a time, I was Hemingway.
Why do you think Hemingway he keeps all these cats around? He lets them loose in the backyard.
I'm the manliest man.
Don't let them go.
Yeah, I'm well. How are you, Morgan?
I'm also very well. Enjoying the island theme we've gone with these past couple episodes. Gilligan's Island we've gone with this time. I think not something we've... Have we been circling this for a while? I don't think so. I think this is sort of... Yeah.
Probably not.
Pretty famous for a show that didn't last that long.
No, 99 episodes. But very well known. Very iconic.
50 plus years ago.
Was it
one of the first colour TV shows? Is that why it's got...
They transitioned.
Yeah, it's got such a special place in television history.
I'm not sure.
It's syndicated and played for like the last 50 years.
Yeah, okay.
It's been on reruns.
There was a real hesitance to go to colour. So like even when colour TV was possible, they were still making black and white TV shows. Yeah. It's why when you look at like the films that win Oscars, colour was around for like 10 years and there were still black and white films winning best film at the Oscars.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember it's so weird when you watch a movie that has been filled in color post, like it was filmed in black and white and then they add color later. I remember watching a movie called The Longest Day and I've seen it in black and white and in color, and there's a scene where like,
all right, you hit it just film bit films knob.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, but there's just a scene I remember.
I actually prefer to watch all films in black and white and color and
we get it, Morgan.
Okay, cool. Anyway, the story's irrelevant, so I won't bother telling it.
No, I want to hear the rest of it. It was interesting.
Okay. Oh, no, well, there's just a scene where they bust open the beach and all the American GI start running through, but it just looks like a river because they only have like seven colours they use. So all the uniforms are the exact same colour. There's no defining features. So there's just this flow of green. It's like, oh, man, what's going on there?
And so it's just some guy with like connector pens.
Yeah, just filling them in. Over there. Felt pens.
Yeah. I'm out of green. Oh, let's go purple for this guy. It could be we'll make him like a sergeant or something.
That's how military uniforms work in World War II.
Yeah,
Star Trek.
The purple guys were sergeants.
Gilligan's Island. Mm.
So
Gilligan's become a bit of a whipping boy.
Is he a bud?
Is Gilligan the OG bud?
Is
he history's biggest whipping boy?
I think so.
Really?
Literally constantly getting whipped with his own hat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really gets raked over the coals.
And just the real kind of... What's that... there's an episode of The Simpsons where... Is it Handsome Pete or something? The little guy.
Yeah, the little crusty looking...
Quarter! He'll be dancing for hours!
Yeah, and he's got like the really wide leg pants and like the same top as Gilligan and the hat. Like that look has become like the real goofball...
Yeah.
Dunce.
The bucket hat.
Dunce of the sailing world.
Nobody's looked intelligent in a bucket hat since Gilligan put it on.
And flared pants.
It's like the Adolf Hitler mustache. You can't do it without
No,
it.
You can.
It's too strong. Yeah. The semiotics are
one of the only
I don't know if it's on par, but
I mean, Chaplin in the 30s had bucket hat and his moustache.
Yeah. It's been ruined.
Now.
Yeah. Couldn't pull that off again.
Laughed out of town.
I have a distinct memory from watching the footy show back in the day, and they did dress-ups, and Damien Barrett dressed up as Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. It was quite entertaining. The only good memory I have from the show, really, but it was funny. There's a little anecdote for you. Anyway, moving on. Did you watch
that one in colour or black and white?
No, black and white. Oh, well, actually both. I like to get both perspectives. And then I can make a serious judgment. And the footy show itself is a very layered show. So.
It really lends itself to the black and white.
It does, very much so. Anyway, moving on. Gilligan's Island. What did you guys know about Gilligan's Island going in?
Exactly the same thing as that everybody knows about Gilligan's Island. There's the song. The ship's aground on the shore of this
uncharted desert isle. It's a great song.
But the song changes from...
It does a little bit. They decide to include more characters because there's clearly some cast disputes going on.
Yeah.
There's the island. They're on a 3-hour tour.
There was an island?
Yeah, there was an island.
Whoa, shit.
The song in the first episode is completely different to the song in the...
Yeah, I think the last episode, that's the classic.
It was voted the greatest TV theme song of all time.
I don't know
where I read that. I read that somewhere. Maybe really? I made it up. Yeah. Really? Well, what would be better than it?
A lot of things.
The Cheers theme song. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
It's way better.
I mean, Golden Girls. And if you threw a party,
invited everyone in it. Oh yeah. Golden Girls is pretty good.
Yeah, Does it have to be a song that was made specifically for
that
show?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It has to explain the show.
Probably more famous.
Would it be?
I guess they don't have those kind of like literal songs anymore where they explain the backstory. Yeah.
I mean, they don't even...
The Nanny or something.
For Gilligan, I mean...
Well, The Nanny's probably better. I'd give The Nanny...
No way. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she
became The Nanny. For Gilligan's Island, they don't even...
I guess it couldn't exist without The Nanny. The Nanny couldn't exist without Gilligan's Island. Blazed the trail for it. Yeah.
It did. But The Nanny...
Narratives...
They explain it away in the intro, and then they go through that same narrative. Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, they use it,
and it's just like the intro is just what happens in the the backstory. By the time the intro's done, you're on the island.
Yeah,
and you know, so it just gives you like, so you could pick up any episode of Gilligan's Island, and you get the 25-second little intro that sets it all up for you.
Mm.
Yeah. It means you can jump into any episode anywhere, and you've got a point of reference for what you're going
through. None of this legwork that you have to do with all these other TV shows.
Have to go all the way through the season one. I mean, it's like if I wanted to start watching Pretty Little Lies at season two, I couldn't do that. I'd have to go to the start and watch that terrible show. Got a secret, can you keep and swear this one you'll save?
Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. So, Bob Denver. Related to John Denver?
John Denver's full of shit, man.
That's fair enough.
I have no idea.
Because I kind of thought that was
the
same person. if I'm being honest.
No, well, they're very different.
Who? John Denver's the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What song did he do?
Country Road? Yeah, was that John Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island.
Wild Horses. That one?
No, that was...
Daryl Braithwaite?
Yes. No, that was Sherbet. No, that was the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin?
No, it was the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Can't get no respect.
Mm. No, that was Shannon Knoll.
Okay. As Rodney Dangerfield.
What
about me?
This is what happens every single time we do a sitcom.
Bob Denver. History's biggest cuck.
is that the list we've got? Yeah. The IMDb list for later on.
History's biggest cuck.
Should we just jump into the first episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Gilligan's Island kicks off with a jaunty song about a boat tour gone wrong. The skipper, Gilligan, a movie star, a professor and his wife, and a millionaire and his wife are all shipwrecked on a deserted island. Their first escape attempt is naturally thwarted by Gilligan's incompetence.
It's no use, Gilligan. You're just plain old bad luck to me.
The professor tries to get the radio working to call for help. But as soon as he does, Gilligan snags it with a fishing rod and hurls it into the sea. So it looks like they're all stuck. Here on Gilligan's
Island. Kill Gilligan. That's your problem.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Mm. Gilligan.
Although he is a prolific fisherman.
Scott just killed Gilligan.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Once he worked the kinks out and he was just hauling them in. Yeah. And those things were like twice the size of him. They're like, so to 12 make, foot sea bass.
To make up for...
don't think they swim that close to land.
Oh, well, he had a huge rod.
Long rod. To make up for destroying the radio, he went and caught all of the fish.
Yeah.
Mm. Which they didn't use for food. They used for a sign.
Yeah.
Mm. Questionable.
And classic Gilligan put the P backwards.
And that's why they didn't get rescued. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that says again. Held?
Held,
lowercase D.
Nah, they look fine down there. I do like how the Coast Guard pretty much, presumably abandons the search within like
almost
a day. Yeah. Well, we couldn't find so they're presumed dead.
I mean, this tiny boat just probably went out just out of the harbour. Now they're gone.
A small boat, which usually ferries tourists among nearby islands, must have been sunk in the recent storm. And the Coast Guard is abandoning the search.
It's not a big boat. And how expensive was the boat ride? I feel like the millionaire could afford his own boat.
And is this before...
A millionaire...
sort of being able to predict the weather. Not that we can predict the weather, but weather forecast.
Control the weather.
I feel like that's been a thing for a very long time.
So they would have known there was a storm coming in roughly three.
Yeah, it got out of hand real fast.
Yeah.
I have a theory that the skipper's not very good.
Okay.
Yeah, he hasn't done well. Just on your point, Morgan, about the millionaire.
Yes.
Him being a bit out of place. I mentioned to my parents that we were doing this show, Gilligan's Island, and they flipped out. It's one of their favorite shows ever.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Shout out to your parents.
Yeah. So I think maybe they were just in the sweet spot of like to 10-ish years old when it aired. So
yeah, of course.
It has a special place in their heart. But apparently, my mum's dad, whenever it would be on, he'd walk in the room and hear the song and he's like, oh, it's just ridiculous. Why would the millionaire be on the boat with these people? It doesn't make any sense. Every week, just rubbing that in his face.
He's got a point. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense.
He was right.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I mean...
Maybe he's not a millionaire. Maybe he's lost it all. He's trying to keep up appearances in front of his wife.
Mm. Yeah.
He's got the clothes.
He's got the voice for it.
Yes.
The charge is bank robbery. Now, my caddy chauffeur informs me that a bank is a place where people put money that isn't properly invested.
Very similar.
What is that from?
That's the
guy?
The judge from Futurama.
Judge Whitey.
That's right.
Yeah, the exact same voice. Yeah. Judge Whitey.
That doesn't make any sense. I did read a little interesting tidbit that apparently the millionaire's wife, Mrs. Howe, she was actually 10 years older than the guy who played the husband. And as a result, she was in her contract. They weren't allowed to do close-ups on her so they would know the age gap.
The 60s.
I love this shit.
Maybe she was trying to hold off the switch to color as well.
Potentially.
Now I feel like it falls on like VFX people to kind of just like, can you just like, just get those wrinkles out of there.
He looked older than her though.
No close-ups.
It was the cravat. True.
Well, were they doing like the Ren and Stimpy style close-ups? So they zoom right in and they have all like little hairs and stuff on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those are creepy. I don't like those. Should we address...
How good were the cameras? Like,
it's like they're not ultra HD cameras.
See the pores.
Now, can we address the skippers like divvying out the roles to people when they're like, all right, we need to get this place sorted.
The professor here, he's fixing the transmitter. Gilligan is out there right now fishing for our dinner. And you girls wash all the dirty clothes on board.
And sends the girls to do the washing.
Someone's got to do the washing mop.
But he sends them both. Like, girls, you got to do the washing. And they just kind of can hold it. Yeah, so, cool. Yeah, no worries. Straight on it.
That's us.
Sweet.
Ooh. Yeah.
No one really bats an eyelid in that. That probably wouldn't
number
fly.
Number three priority. Yeah, never mind the shelter or collecting wood or water.
Let's wash the clothes.
With the limited amount of water we have now, let's wash the clothes.
Get them nice and crusty and water.
Salty.
Also, it's a 3-hour boat ride. How many fucking clothes did they need for that thing?
Hey, the millionaire bought golf clubs.
They weren't planning on staying anywhere, were they?
No.
Like, they just go on they do a little tour.
It was a round trip.
Okay. Yeah.
The millionaire bought golf clubs.
Yeah.
I feel like he kind of paid the skipper to go out there because he's lost all his money and he just wants to start again somewhere else.
I like that.
Maintain that lifestyle.
He was like a weatherman. He knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
They adapt Listen pretty quickly to just their surroundings and the status quo. Like, I guess this is our life now.
Like, for them on Lost, they're flipping out on the beach, screaming their heads off.
As you would be.
Yeah, let's go do some washing and catch some fish.
Crack a joke every now and then. Come on.
Just some zingers.
Live a little.
Yeah, everyone just rag on Gilligan. It's great. Gilligan was in the Navy with the skipper, so...
Yeah, World War II?
I would assume
or maybe
so,
Korea?
Maybe Korea. Sure.
That wasn't 67?
Can you imagine having him in your platoon?
Because Gilligan's not that old.
Nah, Gilligan looks like he's probably late 20s.
Maybe so it must 30s. Have been pretty recent.
So maybe it would have to be Korea. No, I don't think it would be Korea, though, because that wasn't really a sea engagement. It was all on land, I think.
Mm, you're right.
Yeah, it would have been.
But then again, they could have been around. Yeah.
No water at all near the Korean Peninsula. Not like the Californian Peninsula.
No, of course not.
I didn't realize California was a peninsula.
I don't know whether it is. It's kind of like peninsula shape. No, we'll go with
the California War.
People don't forget, Morgan.
So I think Gilligan is to blame for the whole North Korea, South Korea divide.
I think so. Bob Denver
himself,
created that.
The actor.
It's the propaganda TV show, this one. Bob Denver's just pulling all the strings of international espionage happening between those two countries.
Yeah, he's the supreme ruler.
Why do they refer to the ocean that's around him as the lagoon?
Well, considering the size of that lagoon and the number of fish large enough to swallow a transmitter...
Here's a bit of trivia for you, Jez.
Mm.
It says here on IMDb, the lagoon set was the same one they used to make The Creature from the Black Lagoon, the movie. So I think it's more about... That's what the set was.
So because that was the set, they had to call it a lagoon.
They had to crash into a lagoon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crash into a lagoon? I think it's ridiculous.
Lagoon?
Gilligan's Lagoon. Oh,
it's not a word anymore.
Lagoon.
Oh,
lagoon.
Okay.
Said it too much.
Okay.
Lagoon.
All right. So a lagoon is a shallow body of water separated from a larger body of water by a barrier.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's like just
by barrier islands. Yeah.
So they crashed through the lagoon.
Story checks out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
The Black Lagoon.
Pretty sure within hours of landing, the skipper and would possibly Gillen would have been dead because he took about 30 coconuts to the head.
Never mind that. Are you?
The sound effects were rife in this episode. Yeah.
No, that was like Home Alone.
They didn't know
what's his name.
Marv
Daniel Stern.
Yeah, coming just four like bricks in the head from a four story building. Here we. No, that's worse.
The bricks are way worse.
They didn't know of the dangers of concussions back then. So.
That's true. Yeah, they just went and had a nap, slept it off. It's fine.
I feel real sleepy, and so I can't see properly.
Have a nap.
I guess I'll just smoke this cigar and drink
double
this
double scotch, and you're fine. Yeah. I do love how everyone's just so savage to Gilligan the entire time. Even really before he makes any mistakes.
Like, they don't really know about it.
No, they don't know how much of a moron he is.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, I think, with Gilligan. You treat him that way, he's going to wrong you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe he and the movie star had a good relationship because she was trying to team up, give him a pep talk.
Yeah.
When they strip down to their bathers to wash the clothes. Yeah,
how's he going to wash?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
The 60s, Jez.
Yeah, true. True.
Let's move on to the final episode of Gilligan's Island. Will they get off? Won't they get off?
That's how you get off.
The island. Fast forward 3 years and the unlucky bunch are still trapped on the island. However, this episode, they've run into a bunch of nondescript natives who are hell-bent on finding a white goddess for their chief to marry.
Please, Your Majesty, do stand up.
Oh, this is truly Island of White Goddess.
With the promise of taking them to a nearby island, they dress Gilligan up to marry the chief. However, the chief ends up being a bit overzealous.
Well, what's wrong, Skipper?
It's the king. He's getting fresh with Gilligan.
Oh, cab that bounder.
After some classic 1960s antics to try and distract the chief, Gilligan tricks him into playing hide-and-seek, but takes off, leaving only his wig and dress behind, which is enough to fool the chief into thinking he's disappeared.
Mahula Humba! Mahula Humba!
Mahula Humba what?
Vanished before very eyes.
Bad magic here. Leave this island.
We go now.
And presumably, the gang's still on the island to this day.
Just kill those guys. Take their canoe. You know?
Paddle out.
I mean, like the king's two henchmen, kind of big guys. The king though, he's not going to offer much resistance.
He's pretty out of shape.
Just take him out.
You got the numbers.
Do have the numbers?
They do have the numbers. I'd say Hal's probably pretty useless.
Just keep but throwing Gilligan, bodies at them.
Gilligan and the skipper were in the Navy, so they must have some skills.
They got some moves.
Hang them.
Here's a little something I learned in the.
Here's a little something I learned in the CIA.
Surely, after 3 years on the island, they could have crafted together a canoe.
Surely,
I mean, after just on the island, fucking their great boat. Shelters.
Surely, yeah, after 3 years on the island, they'd all be dead.
It is a well-stocked island.
Mm.
Like. They
would have eaten Gilligan in the first week.
Got all this fish, but let's take him first.
Yeah, but you like your body starts to crave red meat after a while.
Gilligan meat.
And you got all this lovely, surrounded by all this salt, you know, perfectly seasoned Gilligan steaks.
Well, I mean, they are clean shaven. Like, it's fresh.
Clothes are fine. Gilligan's, they've got great shelters as well.
Gilligan's sweater is bright, bright, bright red.
Yeah, well, so they've got like nappy sand on the aisle as well.
Yeah, they must.
Managed to fashion a crude nappy sand out of leaves and twigs. It's not nappy sand ultra, it's just your regular.
Yeah, melted down some components from the ship's engine.
I do like how the
best chance of being saved, someone can see that bright red sweater.
The Gilligan shirt.
Beacon.
I really need these colours to pop.
Yeah, he really, and the blue jean, the flared jeans are really popping as well. Like nice soft blue and
I think he made a fabric softener as well.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think anybody could wear a bright red jumper with a pair of blue jeans.
You can't have a Terry
You
can't have a Terry Towling.
It's a great outfit, it's a classic.
You can't have a Terry Towling bucket hat that hasn't been put in through the dryer with fabric softener.
Oh, definitely not.
So he had to fashion a dryer.
They'd
be no better than the natives if that was the case.
God knows, that man must have been so comfortable the entire time filming that show in that outfit.
Mm.
Ooh, that's the dream right there.
A lot of room to move in those pants down the bottom.
Tons.
Up top, not so much.
Swimming in them.
Down the bottom.
Yeah.
From the knee down, he's just...
Yeah. All business up top, party down the bottom. I did enjoy when the islanders sort of jumped on. They were chasing after Marianne and Ginger. And they get there to howl. I'm like, oh yeah, we come in peace.
We come in peace.
Oh, sort of a primitive peace corps. Well, we can all learn from each other.
Why were you chasing the girls with spears?
They wanted the white goddess. They wanted to chase, it's the 60s, Morgan.
Can you explain?
Well, they have a pretty primitive reaction to the women, but once they realize that men were there, they're like, oh, this is also a civilization. We can talk as men about how we're going to sacrifice these women to volcano gods.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we, the men, can decide which one of them to offer up.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
So in this scenario, who's being offered up? Who's being offered up?
Out of us four.
Yeah. Oh, so we need to
got to choose someone. Someone's getting voted out.
Oh,
Skipper and Thurston.
Yeah, clearly me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're the Gilligan of this group.
Morgan's
always womping you with your hat.
It's exactly. True. I'm glad we're all on the same page here.
Yeah. Morgan's the skipper. Jez, you're Gilligan. Who do you want to be?
I'll be Thurston Howell.
Okay. And you're the professor?
Oh, I guess I'll be the professor.
Yeah.
Mm. Professor's a little bit ripped. He's a little bit.
He's jacked.
He's bigger than the other dudes.
It's true, but that doesn't describe any of us. So.
Oh, well, yeah. It's just ideals where you want to be, you know? The secret.
This isn't Fantasy Island.
Yeah, it's not Fantasy Island. It's Gilligan's Island.
So they just kind of like settle into their life there, right?
But it's just
establish some sort of, small shanty town.
Mm.
Yeah,
with a lot of creature comforts, fabric softeners.
Yeah,
I've seen, etc.
And just
deal with it. They don't ever try to.
I think that I think a lot of it's the show is just them trying to get off. Trying to get off. No, I think a lot of it's just them trying to find ways to get off the island.
Mm.
Like, there's lots of episodes like that because I remember seeing this was another one of those shows that when TV became digital. And we had those new digital channels. This was one of the shows that got regular reruns a lot. Mm. So I remember seeing bits and pieces of this. And I know there were like lots of weird attempts to get up the island. Like, them built like Skipper and Gilligan building boats. And
they had a boat with like a small little hole in it. Just patch it up,
Mm. Well, if they were able to do everything else, I feel like you could patch up the boat.
Yeah, made some fucking dope shelters.
But you could chip away at it over the 3 or so years that they've been on the island.
Yeah.
Maybe you just set aside, 10 minutes a day to have a crack. Return to civilization?
No time. Very time poor on the island.
Too much to do.
How do we feel about the natives?
You look personally offended.
What's that? I wasn't listening.
Has
that aged
pretty
well?
Pretty crude caricature.
No, not so much.
Unsurprising. You knew that was coming.
It's almost like... I think it's almost absurd and cartoonish enough for it to not be offensive. Because they're not parroting anyone in particular.
No. It's pretty generic. But, it's like, who else would you get to play these characters? But I mean, it's 1962 or 63 when this was filmed or whatever it was.
Yeah, 69. Yeah, by the end.
Okay. Mm. But you're right. I mean, in some of the offensive things we've watched and seen, this is probably on the lower end of the scale of that.
For sure.
If it has a scale.
Yeah, the sexism is probably more offensive than the.
Yeah, it's definitely more prominent.
But balanced out though. I mean, the men face. Got some of that medicine in the last episode. So
yeah, dressing up as women.
Yeah, true. It's all equal.
Yeah.
But even the way they approached that was a bit...
The shame of being a woman.
Exactly.
Now I understand.
Really?
Lucky I can take this wig off.
Everything comes back to Tootsie.
Oh, my fantasy.
The cast for this show is really large for people that are supposed to be on an island by themselves.
Large in terms of like weight?
Like large in terms, yeah. No. As in like if you look at the cast on IMDb, there's a lot of people who've been in the show.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be stranded.
Apparently there was a running gag throughout of they'd constantly have people turning up to the island as visitors.
And turn them away.
And wouldn't somehow...
You can't be in society.
It wouldn't result in them being rescued.
Gilligan's Peninsula.
Peninsula.
I think they just leaned into it pretty quickly. It's like, well, we live on the lagoon now. People want to come rescue us.
Who's coming over this week?
It's not like Gilligan would have had much going on outside of this. He'd probably be happy enough to just...
Well, maybe he...
This is my life now.
Yeah, he tried to kill them because his life is so miserable because he just gets tormented by the skipper.
Or he's so desperate for friends, he just wanted to be with people forever.
Oh, that makes sense.
He ran him
into... He seems like a pretty lonely guy.
He was in cahoots with the millionaire.
With the storm?
With the storm.
This is his fantasy.
With who's the ball guy who runs Truman Show?
Ed Harris. Or the guy from the architect from The Matrix.
Yeah, both of them.
There is
two dads.
It would have been great if Ed Harris and Truman Show, instead of having his black turtleneck, just had Gilligan's outfit. Wouldn't have quite the same gravitas.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same authority.
Well, that's
the black turtleneck.
It's a prequel.
Oh, is that
Gilligan's Island's a prequel to...
No. Truman Show's a prequel to Gilligan's Island. Yeah. So at the end, when he sails to the edge of the dome.
Of course, gets stuck out on Gilligan's Island.
At the edge of the dome is a little lagoon.
Jim Carrey's playing Bob Denver in that.
So he opens the door and walks into the lagoon.
Yeah.
No. Truman Show's got to come after it because the Truman Show is on the island of Gilligan's Island. Okay. They've developed it over the years.
Yeah.
So it's brought what started in just like a handful of people marooned on an island. They've built into a giant city.
So that explains why they can't get off the island because they just get turned back.
Speaking of Truman Show, why did it take him so long to question whether or not he could leave?
Because it was drilled into him that he wasn't supposed to leave.
But there was a bridge, right? Wasn't there a bridge?
Yeah, but he was... I don't know. He had a kind of fear of traveling, fear of water. No, he kind of wanted to be an explorer, but then they're like, nope.
They
need to go into the big city to fill out some paperwork or something.
I'm sure they sent it to
him. It's an engineered environment, Jez. Everything was in the town.
I don't know.
Everybody's an actor.
I don't know. And Jim Carrey is Bob Denver?
No.
It's a young Bob Denver?
Jim Carrey's... It's Ed Harris.
He plays Bob Denver in there.
Ed Harris is playing Jim old Carrey. Gilligan.
Okay.
All right, so Ed Harris Gilligan's is playing old Bob Denver. Like, Gilligan or Bob Denver? Because Bob Denver plays Gilligan.
So Ed Harris is Gilligan. So Gilligan becomes like some sort of megalomaniac and he creates a dome fashions it out of bamboo and fish scales and creates like a his own sort of weird
encompassed world
voyeuristic terrarium through which he can show people like you made me suffer like the cuck that I was and now I will now
that's
I
a very offensive word.
Exactly.
It's just such a bad sound.
It's a hard C.
Yeah. I prefer Bud. Can we switch with Bud?
Yeah, we can. But
I don't think you're going to though, are you?
No. I like the word. It's fun to say.
It's fun to hear.
It's like the explicit rating, but there needs to be like an unsettling rating.
So
the transaction is complete, you soy boy beta cuck. That's all I can think of every time I hear that word.
This is how they exist in the same universe, though.
I think so.
The extension of Gilligan's Island is him going mad with power.
And becoming Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Ed Harris the actor, Ed Harris's character.
Bob Denver becomes Ed Harris.
Right.
That's the career progression.
Okay. Yeah, it's like you feed him a rare candy.
Right. Okay.
What's this? Your Bob Denver is evolving.
You have Ed Harris.
Sweet.
So Ed Harris is the evolved version of Bob Denver.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Not all of the evolutions look the same.
No, of course not. It's like Jude Law evolves into Michael Gambon. Apparently, I don't know how that works, but it does. Anyway, I think we might have just explored all we can of the opening and the conclusion of Gilligan's Island.
Yep. Not much happened.
First. No, not really. I mean,
I enjoyed the first episode.
So did I. I didn't think chuckles. It was that bad.
Enjoy the slapstick. The footage of him like trying to fish, and then they cut to what's clearly like open water fishing with like a marlin.
Yeah,
just zooming across,
burning through the sea.
You can see why it was like it was popular at the time because there's still some funny parts of it, funny aspects to it. Now.
You'd have a lot of choice back then as well.
No, it's true. It's very narrow.
This will work.
Yeah, well, this will do.
Take that over. Father Knows Best. Leave it to Beaver.
I agree.
I got Gilligan.
You're a Gilligan man.
I'm a Gilligan man.
Go like Gilligan, go.
That's a lot of self-respect in that statement. Should we reboot this bad boy?
I think we should.
I don't have a reboot. We've got none of us have reboots.
Well, I've got kind of something.
All right, go.
Well, it was just basically, so they settle on the island as they are now, accept their fate, and decide to repopulate. So I've run the numbers, and by the third generation, you can have 72 unrelated offspring.
Not even half related.
Did you say third generation? Third.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's if every combination of the three women and the four men are having a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Which, I mean, the island has excellent healthcare, so I can't see there being any issues.
I mean, the millionaire's wife, she might be out of the baby making.
No, they've got some excellent, like, IVF treatment.
Yeah, okay. The professor's there. He can work it out. The guy's pretty, he's got a lot, he's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he can just clone a whole.
I mean, I guess
let's pivot. The professor is cloning a new race for this island.
And you got to account for the chief inseminating Gilligan.
You beautiful woman. Have you very much on my mind? Want you for myself?
That's where the king comes
Christ.
In. But so that's
the name
that's
of the show.
And they are a twin style. Well, not twins. What's the other one?
Junior.
Yeah,
junior style birth.
Yeah. So I think they just kind of live and make their own their home generation after generation, and everywhere else on Earth is basically discovered, and then some satellite footage picks up this place. And sees that there is an untouched civilization, and there's the debate about whether we introduce them to Western society or not.
But instead of them having grass skirts, they've all got like
bucket hats,
flared jeans,
exactly red sweaters and bucket hats, and they're just being observed. So instead of intervening, everyone's sort of super curious about it, but they want to leave them be. So they just cut together like a half hour highlights package each week.
Oh, yes.
Just show that at like 7 p.m. on a
Gilligan
Thursday
show?
Night. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The Island of Gilligan.
Oh, man. This is good.
Great. I'd watch the show.
Like, it's kind of like that like Meerkat Manor.
Exactly.
Like they create a manor. Because it's not scripted or anything. And
yeah,
it's just people
yeah.
observing and creating their own story over the top of just
Gilligan's Manor.
Gilligan's Manor.
Jesus. Oh God! I 100% would watch that show.
Who's the lord of the island? Like, is it Gilligan? Was it Gilligan?
Yeah,
he takes power from the professor and the skipper.
I think. I think he kills them both.
He kills them both
in their sleep. Yeah.
Well, no, I think it's Gilligan. Original Gilligan,
much like how you would kill Alistair Lynch. You know?
In his sleep. Yeah.
Real pathetic.
The only way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, I think the evolution
push him into dig a big hole in the
just
beach and
makes everyone look. Like Gilligan, even though they came from seven different origins, they all get funneled.
Yep.
Evolution chose the Gilligan, and so there's
just being around
the men
him.
Gilligan, and then the female Gilligans, which we've seen in the last episode.
Mm.
Just a combination of them roaming the island.
What do they call them?
Girls.
Gilligirls.
It's like Gilliana girls. Or whatever. I can't remember what the name is.
Gillian
and Gilligan.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, Gilligan's first name is Willie.
Willie Gilly.
I like to think it's Willigan.
Willigan Gilligan.
Willigan's Isle.
No wonder you fucking whomp him with his hat. Wiener.
Gilligan.
So we're settling on Gilligan's Manor.
I like Gilligan's Manor.
We'll get around that.
We ran the like Reservoir Dry, the last episode of island-based reboots.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. we could do Gilligan's Peninsula, but it's the same thing.
Gilligan's Lagoon.
What kind of things do you think would develop out of like social rituals and stuff out of being stuck in this like the 60s and you know like the way they do things, you know?
Right.
Without being in touch with any of that
society,
like without any contact with technology or
Well, I mean, you'd use fish for entertainment. You'd just be like,
oh yeah,
singing that fish. The fish would be like the microphone with like the radio in it. Professor whip up some mechanical fish that you can play music through.
Oh, like
the singing sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how it happens. The number one export.
Take me to the river.
Exports. No imports.
That's,
no
their exports. That's their whole economy.
Yeah. Just what's name? Billy Bass?
Billy Bass. Yeah.
Billy Bass.
Yeah. I think that's what's called.
Yeah, Gilly Bass.
Gilly Bass.
Singing Gilligan's Island theme song.
What a horrifying fate for that fish. Mm. Just forever just getting... What if there's a fish that was modeled off?
Like, you know, one particular fish.
One particular fish. And yeah. It's just destined to be on the wall, saying how much it wants to be in the water.
Someone,
people still buy those joke fish.
Someone did it to an actual, like, taxidermied fish.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, still a little part of him alive.
Mm.
Just trapped there forever.
Yeah,
fucking hate it. I don't think it's really how it works, but maybe it is.
Trap
me. The professor will make it
fate
so.
Worth, worse than death. You got a list for us, Aaron?
I sure do. I think this show has been a bit dour. Downbeat, so I think we need to lighten things up. I've got a real feel-good list from Sylvia Stell. It is called Cremated Men.
Oh.
And don't worry, this list is still a work in progress.
Okay.
So at the moment, there's 746 people on the list who have, upon passing, been cremated.
Bob Denver?
Bob Denver, I don't believe, was on this list. We've got Alan Hale Jr., who played
Skipper,
who was cremated. And had his ashes scattered in the sea.
No.
Ashes scattered in Gilligan's face.
One last insult to Gilligan. Yeah. Take this, Denver.
So there's a lot of comments that just say ashes scattered. Oh, cremated, ashes given to family or friend. Ashes scattered at sea. There's 746 people on this list.
Wow. Who's keeping track of this?
Who's the most surprising cremated celebrity?
Well, my... What a question.
Who wouldn't you expect to be on the list?
There was
Bela Lugosi.
A guy who was like a musician, a violinist. I've lost his name. It's like Scoops Davis or something.
It's a good name.
Who in his old age became a raging alcoholic and killed his wife. Ooh. And then went to prison and started a music program there. And within a few years got paroled and let out. But like when he went to prison, he was like a pretty old, wheelchair bound. Mm. But then got out and got cremated, obviously, was on the list. Mm. And then had his ashes scattered at the prison.
Really?
He wouldn't have wanted that.
Maybe loved it, apparently.
Scoops.
Yeah. Scoops was all about the prison. Yeah. Back with his boys.
Scoops and the boys.
What's the Scoops? What is that? Scoops Davis. I
think.
Scoops and the boys.
Scoops Davis. Good name.
Mm. So in order to find, like, there's no, you are doing your own personal research to find people that have been cremated.
Yeah, I don't think there's a pre-existing database for
this. I mean, like, if you go to
Dead
Celebrities Wikipedia page, then they'd probably say, like, you know, such and such died on X date. But
you'd have to find them individually, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
definitely.
Or...
maybe they work at a crematorium.
Maybe. These are all the people that they've cremated.
Celebrities I've personally cremated. I scattered his ashes at the prison. That's what he would have wanted.
For example, on Hervé's Wikipedia page, going back to Hervé, the last line is in his personal life and death section is his ashes are scattered into the Pacific Ocean.
There you go.
A lot of ocean scattering. Not really. Mine in the ocean.
Really? Hervé as well? Is Hervé on this list?
I did get his name wrong. It's not Scoops Davis. It's Spade Cooley.
Oh, okay. It's close.
Almost.
I don't know if it's better or worse. Like, I really like it though. Spade Cooley.
Great name.
That's a ridiculous name.
Where are you scattering your ashes?
Not in the ocean.
Not in the prison?
It's inland.
The lagoon?
Yeah. Inland.
The lagoon.
Yeah, in the prison, man.
Aaron's backyard?
I'd like to maybe... give people pepper mills, family members pepper mills for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And mix a little bit of my ashes in with the pepper.
Make a tea?
Yeah.
And make like a condiment, like a seasoning out of it.
You want to put yours in like a tea bag?
Yeah.
I want
to do down a tea bag and give it to my closest friends. You guys could drink me anytime you want.
Infuse it with regular tea as well so it kind of tastes all right?
Yeah, I'm like an Earl.
Infuse it with an Earl Grey.
Yeah, Morgan is like 89% Earl Grey at this point.
It's true. It's mostly Earl Grey.
It can be a good blend.
Like Kobe beef.
Morgan breakfast. That way, you know, you guys would remember me when every time you had a cup of tea.
Yeah, I think, mixed into some sort of seasoning powder.
And sold
at various supermarkets.
You want to touch as many people as you possibly can?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the seasoning powder will be a revelation. People are like, wow, what's the secret ingredient? And then it'll come out after a few years.
Jeremy.
me. It's pieces of me.
You don't want to get like cut into a like particular type of cocaine.
Oh yeah,
it makes you live on through, you know, people going out for a good night.
Yeah, mix me in a little bit. I mean, like find some dealer the way you who live. Needs to cut. Like how much ash do you get out of a body? There's a lot of water, so
I don't know.
An urn's worth.
Then it's not huge. That's like a very
but yeah, like small. A liter.
But say you could get like maybe. You could cut me into like a couple of kilos of cocaine. Yeah. And really spread my legacy amongst the noses of the
Melbourne party goers.
Yeah.
Aaron, we got a guy. an ash cocaine guy.
Yeah, yeah. Looking for some new stuff. Number two on this list was Tupac Shakur.
Where was his? Where were his ashes?
At his mother's farm in North Carolina.
There you go.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
So maybe Mrs. Shakur is having some, Tupac jam
harvest.
Yeah,
Sprinkled it on the.
Well, it's like, kind of like when fields. you bury somebody under an orange tree.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I want.
That's the kind of
and
thing.
Then the oranges taste. Ashy.
Ashy. Bury the ash.
Salted the earth.
I think it's the same thing.
Sprinkle.
Anyway, final.
Sprinkle them under the orange tree so that nothing may never grow. My legacy is killing plants.
Killing plants. That's what you want to do. Anyway, final thoughts on Gilligan's Island. Would you guys go back and revisit any of this? Want to see more Gilligan's Island?
I don't want to disrespect Aaron's parents, but no.
Okay.
10 out of 10 would definitely be cut into a bag of cocaine when I'm cremated.
That was what I asked.
I do want to disrespect my parents and say absolutely not.
Okay.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't terrible.
But not worth going back.
No. It's not exactly Quantum Leap or Star Trek Next Gen.
So what you would typically call a good show.
That's not what I would describe as one now. I can see why it was so iconic.
Selection was limited and people were dumb.
It must have been really different from everything else that was on TV. You know?
It's kind of departed from just that like typical wholesome family stuff like Happy Days. And
Yeah. It's just a little bit outside of that.
Yeah.
And I heard a story that Alan Hale Jr., when he...
was cremated.
When he was... When he had to audition for the role, he was starring in another TV show or a movie or something. And then he had to ride his horse across like five towns to get to the audition.
Is that long ago, huh?
Yeah, is that long ago.
That is
badass. Ride his horse?
That's
crazy. Had to. No choice.
Absolutely. You couldn't take a taxi or a car? Yeah,
That horse? In there? Bob Denver.
Just whomping his hat to make it go faster.
Like, well Bob, you're here. You might as well audition for... Yeah.
You've already got your role. He's getting into character is what he was doing. Aaron, where can people find us online?
Go to our website, theincompleteseries.com, listen to the episodes, or hit us up with a suggestion of another show, island themed or not, preferably or not at this point.
Yeah.
We've hit them pretty hard, so.
We have. We need a break from the island themes.
Get off.
What's left in the island theme playbook?
That's a great question. Send us some more suggestions.
The episode of Mighty Boosh where they're on an island.
That's a fun
that's
one.
That's it. That's what we got.
That's
lost.
All we got.
We could do Castaway.
Truman Show.
Death
in Paradise.
Watch the very first island based movie and the very last island based movie.
Survivor.
That's
all they spend a lot of time on like, peninsulas. And
it's true.
All right, it's way out of our wheelhouse.
Inlets.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Anyway, and please, if you can go onto any of your podcasting platforms and rate and review, it always helps. And listen, it's handy. Anyway, thank you, Jez.
I said that last week, and you got mad at me.
Now I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Anyway, thank you, Jez.
No, I'm not. I'm not thanking you.
You're not thanking me?
Thanks, Scott and Aaron. Morgan,
you're welcome, Jeremy.
Whoa, just getting blanked.
Thanks, thank
you,
Scott.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, everybody.
You don't get any bags of Jez cocaine.
All right, thanks for listening.